You're on recording.
Okay, the time is 2:03 p.m. on Sunday, on September 9th, 2020, and I'm convening this video conference meeting of the Board of Directors of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association. This meeting is being conducted pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act, the governor's suspension of certain Open Meeting Act requirements due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and the association's antitrust policy. All information disclosed or discussed is to be used only for carrying out the business of the association. Proper notice of the meeting was filed on September 1st, 2020 and published in the Texas Register in accordance with the Texas Open Meetings Act. A copy of the notice should be attached to the summary of the official meetings of this meeting, official minutes of this meeting. We have directors Ted Kennedy, David Summer, Robin Vincent, Patty McCandless, Dean Frigo, Jim Harrison present. Did I miss anybody? Also present are Board Counsel Shelby Betts, General Counsel Jackie Rickson, Executive Director Bart Bowles, the Association employees Jarrett Terry and Topping Haggerty, and James Kennedy from the Texas Department of Insurance. I believe I got everybody. So item number one is consideration of possible action on consent agenda items, which you would find in your briefing materials. Remember, you're probably muted if you're trying to say anything. Control-Shift-A mutes and unmutes you.
This is Ted. I move adoption of the consent agenda.
This is Robin. I second.
Okay, Ted Kennedy. Motion, Robin Vincent second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
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 Just waiting for Bart here for a second. I think we can move on to item number two, consideration and possible action regarding submission of comments for the proposed rehabilitation plan for Senior Health Insurance Company, Pennsylvania, SHIP.
Okay. Before we go into executive session, I'll just note in your materials, we did provide you public materials. It just lists the relevant dates from the case management order on various submissions that are required to the court. And what we're discussing today has a deadline of September 15th, a week from yesterday. So I believe at the advice of counsel, all of our discussion of this matter should be conducted in executive session. Is there anything, Ms. Rickson, that we need to say or you'd like to add before going to executive session?
No, I don't have anything, Bart. Thank you.
Thank you, Jacqueline. Jim, it's ready for you.
Okay, so the time is 2:07 p.m. on September 9th, 2020, and I am recessing the regular session of the Texas of the Board of Directors meeting of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association in order for the board to meet in executive session pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act.
We are recording back in public session.
The time is 3:30 p.m. on September 9th, 2020. The executive session of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association Board of Directors meeting has concluded, and I am reconvening the regular session of the board meeting pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act. And Jackie, Do you have a resolution that you will read to us?
Sure, I'll read the resolution and then someone can make a motion if they feel so inclined to adopt it. So the resolution would read, resolved that the Board of Directors of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association consider whether to file formal comments to the SHIP Rehabilitation Plan in addition.
Jackie?
Yes.
James Kennedy just came on. We gotta make sure that he hears the whole thing. So, right. Do you hear us, James? We can't hear you.
Well, we know James is there. So,
Hey, I just got on. It took a while. The thing was okay. Standing for a while.
So James, we just Thanks. Reconvened open session and the board of directors asked Jackie to read a resolution that they developed. And Jackie, could you start from the top?
Sure. So resolved that the Board of Directors of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association considered whether to file formal comments to the SHIP Rehabilitation Plan in addition to the formal comments to be filed by the National Organization of Life and Health Guarantee Associations, NOLGA. And the board determined the NOLGA formal comments address the elements in the rehabilitation plan of concern to the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association and that several separate formal comments are not necessary.
Okay, thanks.
Do we have a motion?
I'll move to that motion. It's Jim Harrison.
That's Jim Harrison.
Second, David Summer.
Okay, any discussion? All right, if everybody will unmute, then we will have a voice vote. Control Shift A to unmute.
Do you need a motion?
Okay, we already have two motions.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Anybody aye. Opposed? Okay, thank you. The motion passes.
Hey, Jim, the only other thing on your agenda is just the normal wrap-up to advise the board of its next meeting date. It's the meeting date, the regular quarterly meeting that you'd set at your July meeting. So Tuesday, October 20th. Now, there are two committee meetings, one the day before and one about 2 weeks earlier. So, but the next board meeting will be Tuesday, October 20th. And Jim, I have nothing else today.
Does anyone else have anything they want to discuss? Okay, then I'm going to adjourn the meeting. The time is 3:34 p.m. on September 9th, 2020, and this meeting of the Board of Directors of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association that has been held pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act is adjourned.